Good morning and welcome to the Hotelus City Express First Quarter 2018 Earnings Conference Call. All participants will be in listen-only mode. Should you need assistance, please signal for a conference specialist by pressing the star key followed by zero. After today's presentation, there will be prepared remarks. There will be an opportunity to ask questions. Please note your event is being recorded. I would now like to turn the conference over to Michelle Lowe from INSPIR Group, Investor Relations. Please go ahead.
Thank you, and good morning, everyone. Hotelus City Express first quarter 2018 results were released yesterday after the market closed. The company's earnings release can be found on the Hotelus website at www.cityexpress.com. Now, during this call, management's comments may include forward-looking statements, and we ask that you please refer to the legal disclaimer in the quarterly reports for guidance on this matter. Joining us on today's call are Mr. Luis Barrio, CEO of Hotelus City Express, Mr. Paul Smith, CFO, Mr. Santiago Parra, Corporate Finance Director, and Mr. Santiago Mayora, Corporate Finance Investor Relations Vice President. Mr. Barrio will begin with some opening remarks, after which Mr. Smith will present the company's financial results. Mr. Barrios will begin with his opening results now, and it's
Thank
my pleasure
you.
To turn the call over to him.
Okay. Thank you so much. Good morning, everyone, and thank you for joining us to discuss Hotelus City Express first quarter results. We reported a very strong first quarter, supported by solid fundamentals and a positive outlook for Mexico. The country is in a more stable macroeconomic position than it was 12 months ago. NAFTA renegotiations are likely to be constructive for the region, and this coupled with economic growth in line with expectations, historically low levels of unemployment, a growing salary and a worker base, and strengthening consumer dynamics underpin strong demand for high-quality rooms throughout the country. We continue to foresee economic growth, and we are set to continue the pace of our investment plans. The industry continues to grow, with demand outstripping supply by almost 6% on an annual basis. This trend is very positive for Hotelus City, as we continue to see strong demand for quality rooms at affordable prices, resulting in an ADR growth, as well as increased occupancy rates. At the end of the quarter, our portfolio was comprised of 137 properties. By the way, today, last night we opened another one, so we are at 138 by now. An increase of 13 units over the 12-month period. Hotelus City Express today has more than 15,400 rooms in 30 states and 68 cities in Mexico, along with a portfolio of properties in additional four countries throughout Latin. The strong operating results in the quarter translated into solid financial results, where we continue to see leverage from scale, with growth in EBITDA continuing to outpace revenue growth. Throughout the quarter, we grew sales, with occupancy increasing close to 300 basis points to 58.3%, and ADR to 977 pesos. Combined, this resulted in RevPAR of 569 pesos, a growth of 7% or 200 basis points above inflation for the period. Regarding financial performance, improved productivity along with our real-time pricing capabilities continue to produce margin expansion. As compared to the prior year, we increased adjusted EBITDA margin to 35.1%. Our solid first quarter results demonstrate the strength of our business model, and our commercial efforts are key to maximizing the profitability of every one of our properties. On the development side, we opened two new properties in the quarter and have more than 37 projects under construction in advanced stages of permitting and licensing that will open over the next 2 years. In this regard, we are on track to open 21 new units with more than 2,400 rooms coming to the 2018 pipeline. Finally, I am pleased to share with you that the company is in the final stages of the launch of FibreStay, offering that has been greeted with market interest. With FibreStay trading, investors will be able to validate the performance of our portfolio and benefit from a clear growth path, supported by a strong pipeline. This structure will strengthen our capacity to boost the number of hotels we put into operation each year, raise ROIC based on size, reduce capital intensity, and create a more efficient tax structure. With unanimous approval secured at the shareholders' meeting on February 15, FSA is approaching the end of its IPO process, and we expect to be trading over the next weeks. Thank you for your confidence. We will continue working tirelessly to be the best choice for profitable growth in the Mexican hospitality industry. I would like to hand the call to our CFO, Paul Smith, who will provide you with further detail on our financial and operational performance. Paul.
Thank you, Luis. Hello, everyone. My comments are based on our first quarter 2018 results, which were prepared under IFRS. As Luis noted, the momentum from last quarter continued as we posted historic record figures for the company. At the end of the first quarter, Hoteles City Express had 137 hotels in operation, with more than 15,460 rooms, up almost 12% from the prior corresponding period. Occupied room nights were more than 16% higher over the prior year's first quarter, and we had a total installed capacity of 1.4 million room nights, a rise of 11% year on year. Strong demand drove chain-wide occupancy, which increased to 58.3%, almost 300 basis points higher than the year-ago period. We continue to see strong momentum and expect this trend to hold up through the rest of the year. Our well-located properties, sophisticated approach to yield and price management, and the continued mismatch in supply versus demand in the industry supported the top-line strength of our properties over the quarter, with ADR up to 977 pesos. We achieved RevPAR growth of 7% to 569 pesos from the same period 1 year ago. Our established properties, which have been in operation more than 36 months, had occupancy levels of 61.3% for the period. These properties had an ADR growth of 1% and RevPAR growth of 3.4% to 578 pesos. At the end of the quarter, the chain had 96 established and 41 non-established hotels in the portfolio. The established hotels saw a 3.4% increase in RevPAR and a 1% increase in ADR, and more than a 1% increase in occupancy. This is on top of a high comparable for the prior year. On another note, occupancy in the FSA portfolio was 61.8% versus 56.4% of the non-FSA portfolio. Additionally, ADR for this portfolio was 5.2% higher than the rest of the consolidated hotels. This allowed us to post a RevPAR of more than 15% higher than the rest of the portfolio, demonstrating the significant potential for our ramping up inventory to achieve over the next 18 to 36 months. Regarding the IFRS results, consolidated revenues were 686 million pesos, 20.1% higher than a year ago, as strong operating metrics translated into financial results. The total costs and expenses grew 17.5%, which was mainly in line with the growth in revenues, and at a rate of growth of 16%. Administrative and sales expenses grew at half of the rate of the revenue growth, demonstrating our ability to continue to leverage our operating structure. With increased absorption of our operating infrastructure, as we add rooms to the portfolio, we continue to see ongoing leverage and increased profitability in the quarter. The company posted a close to 30% rise in operating income to 142.5 million pesos, while adjusted EBITDA rose 23% to 241 million pesos. Operating income and adjusted EBITDA continued to expand ahead of the revenue growth, while operating income and adjusted EBITDA margins rose by 150 basis points and 80 basis points respectively to 20.8% and 35.1%. The total financing cost increased to $79.6 million in the quarter as we drew down on bank financing for hotel construction over the last 12 months. Our cash in bank balances lowered, and we saw increases in interest rates during the period. Net income rose to 31% to 50.3 million pesos, delivering a net income margin of 7.3%. Turning to our balance sheet, at the end of the quarter, we had just over 835.8 million pesos in cash and equivalents, down 29.8% from the previous quarter, as we partially utilized own resources in the execution of the development rollout. We remain focused on optimizing the balance sheet and maximizing overall ROIC. Financial debt net of interest payable decreased 5.3% as compared to the end of the year and is now 2.6 billion pesos. The company's debt remains mainly long-term with only 110 million pesos due in the next 12 months. We have lines of credit available to disburse if needed of approximately 1.2 billion pesos. Net debt at the end of the quarter was slightly over 1.7 billion pesos. We are pleased with the continued strong results that we are delivering and the promising outlook in the market for our hotel chain. With a strong balance sheet and efficient operating structure, an experienced team, we expect to continue to drive profitability while picking up the pace of expanding the portfolio in the year. Thank you for your attention. Operator, we can start the Q&A.
We will now begin the question and answer session. To ask a question, you may press star then one on your touchtone phone. If you're using a speakerphone, please pick up your handset before pressing the keys. If at any time your question has been addressed and you would like to withdraw your question, please press star then two. At this time, we will pause momentarily to assemble our roster. The first question comes from Marmar Torblanca from UBS.
Hey, guys. Good morning. I have two questions. The first one is if you could give us some color on the FX loss you had this quarter and potentially some guidance on this metric going forward. And then the second one is if you could speak a bit about the recent trends you're seeing in occupancy, if there is a change or a pickup in occupancy that you think is related to the campaigns in Mexico, or are you seeing normal trends to what you would expect in a regular April another year?
Hi, Marimar. Thank you very much for the questions. This is Paul Smith. On the FX loss, we have basically two vehicles denominated in foreign currency. One was actually liquidated at the start of the year, basically in January, and we basically recognize the payout of that metric there. The other one is the financing vehicle we have denominated in UFs, in Chilean UFs, for the Chilean land bank and development we have in Chile. And as you know, that basically moves accordingly with the differential rates between the Chilean UF and the Mexican peso. We are no longer exposed to USD in debt as we liquidated that vehicle in the month of January. Going forward, as the movement between the Chilean UF and the Mexican peso are not necessarily aligned, we will continue to see movements, non-cash movements, in that parameter. And probably from here to the elections, we will see some volatility in that regard as well. In terms of occupancy, there are two things to consider for the quarter. One is that the Semana Santa actually happened in March this year vis-a-vis April. Other than that, we're just seeing strong market dynamics supported, as Luis mentioned, by strong consumption that is also supported by a really increasing wages and employment in the country.
How about occupancy more recently, like in April? Are you seeing, now that the campaigns are, you know, all up and running, are you seeing a change in trend? Are you seeing more demand for your hotels from campaigns, or is it not really something that you expect to see in your bracket?
Well, this is Luis. Thank you, Marimar. I would say that the April has been a very robust month in terms of occupancy, and the part of it is that we had including the Semana Santa and the second week after that Semana Santa. And I would say that definitely when there are elections, more people move. But you have to remember that really the campaigns, the local campaigns begin 60 days before. We only had the presidential campaign going around the country, which was the initiations of them. And even though it's the presidential campaign, there's not too many traffic until the local campaign starts. So we'll begin to see some traffic from the campaign election, but the majority of the impact is going to be 60 days before. That means, I would say, starting next week. Some of it. The rest is just the traditional robust April that is preparing, let's say, for the summer. So April, May, and June are normally very good months for occupancy. Also, what we have to say is that, in general, second semester is stronger than the first one. And once you go by the first 2 weeks of January and then something around the Easter week, then everything returns to normal. And we're happy to see the results that we're having on April.
Great. Thanks, guys. That's very useful.
Again, if you have a question, please press star, then one.
No questions.
The next question comes from Pablo Arbonez with ITAU.
Hi, good morning, Luis. Paul, thank you for the call. My question is regarding the tariff. You were very successful with your yield management strategy in the past 18 months. What should we expect for the tariff growth this year? Thank you.
Hi, Pablo. This is Paul Smith. Thank you for your question. As we have given guidance before, we still expect to have 200 basis points above inflation in RevPAR. If you noted, we for the overall portfolio, we increased 700 basis points in RevPAR against last quarter, and this is solidly reflecting 200 basis points above the 500 basis points of inflation we have in the same period. So going forward, we will continue to see that the same trend develop while we also maximize occupancy.
And I would like to add, this thing about yield management and maximizing revenue, really what's happening is a mixture of many things. Obviously, the market, and then the changing culture that we have embarked in the last several years. I think that it's coming to mature, but we still see a great opportunity to keep on increasing and optimizing on a property-by-property basis, the yield management. We're using different tools, and we just launched a new one, which is a very strict a measure of the channels of distribution, the distribution channels by which we use for sale. Today, we are being able to continue to have 80% of our total revenue or reservations come through our own internal proprietary channels. And that's big news, because that means that our cost per distribution is kept in the lower range of the cost. And also it provides ourselves to be monitoring where we sell, what we sell, pricing, as well as all the reports that we have implemented. So with the training that we have provided to our managers and with some reshuffling of managers across the platform, we still see opportunity that will come from processes, from people, and from the tools we're using, not only the market.
Thank you, Luis and Paul. Great caller.
The next question comes from Alan Macias with Merrill Lynch.
Hi, good morning, everyone, and thank you for the call. Just one question on competition. Have you seen investment decrease in your segment by international players coming into Mexico or not? What are you seeing in terms of competition? Thank you.
Hi, Anand. This is Paul Smith. Thank you for your question. If we follow up on the announcement in terms of development that most competitors have done so far, we haven't seen any reduction in those plans or in those communications. So that would indicate that they haven't stopped also their development efforts. And I believe that this is also going to be supported long term by the same trends in the market. We are now, assimilating the place we have in terms of tourism worldwide, and we have seen that Mexico is strongly rising to those ranks, and this is also based on both the domestic and the foreign tourism coming moving around the country. So we're very happy to see those trends as well, and our competitors are also seeing those trends. So that's also fostering their investment pipelines.
Now, most of the investment we've seen is going to the resorts, with, some other going into the provinces where we are located. However, the maximum announcement that we've heard last week is that there was a chain in the budget segment announcing that they were going to open 3 properties this year. And they were going to reach 20 by the end of the year. And that's been their development in the last 15 years. So yes, there is still interest in the segment, but I think we are commanding that growth. And something else, we've seen a very important change in City Express compared to those budget chains, and is that we are now making redoing or revising our branding for each of the 4 brands that we have. We have 5, including City Central, but the ones that operate under the City Express name. And we're doing an exercise, and you will see that now we are not only appealing to the practical issues of traveling in the business segment at this price point. We will begin introducing some changes on the emotional side of the consumer. That is by beefing a little bit our F&B service without increasing cost. It's just, trying to provide a little bit more quality that becomes a strong catalyst of additional service and appealing to that emotional side of the consumer with a little bit more services, trying to adapt the experience to the lifestyle of our consumer. And where we have tested these thrusts, it has been very satisfactory how the customer immediately reacts to it. So I think that we are kind of separating a little bit from the pack, not necessarily because of the price and practicality of the product, but also on the emotional and more quality, on the quality side.
Great. Thank you.
Again, if you have a question, please press star then 1. We have our next question from Armando Rodriguez with Serafinum Research.
Good morning, gentlemen. Thank you for the call. Well, my question is regarding the behavior between the leisure travelers and the business travelers since you implemented your new platform. My question is, if those groups have a different behavior since this implementation. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for the question, Armando. Yes, we have seen an increase, and we have sustained that increase in the leisure side of things. We have done this by actively promoting groups, also focusing on events, making sure that we have an offer for those events, which can be, for example, religious, weddings, sporting events, and so on. And as a result, we have seen higher occupancy levels in our shoulders, which is basically the weekend. And we have continued to ramp up those efforts. Currently, about 13% of our occupancy comes from that segment that, as you know, behaves differently from the pure business sector. But we're finding good response to the quality of the product, the attractiveness of the pricing, and also the fact that we have now, as Luis mentioned, starting to connect more at the emotional level with those segments and making sure that that we're an attractive offer for their needs.
Okay, thank you very much, Jonathan, and congratulations on the results.
Thank you.
This concludes our question and answer session. I would now like to turn the conference back over to Luis Barrios for any closing remarks.
Okay, well, thank you very much, you all, for the spending this half hour with us. We will, as you know, we have our all the information already in our website, and all the financial team is willing to answer and receive any questions in the days to come. Thank you so much, and good day.
The conference is now concluded. Thank you for attending today's presentation. You may now disconnect.